Welcome back. Well, open door technology stocks surging recently. Take a look at this chart there as multiple home builders are working to implement a quote unquote Trump Homes plans to make home buying more affordable for first time buyers. The program could allow private investors to rent homes to tenants with a portion of that rent contributing to a down payment after 3 years. It's all part of President Trump's push to make home buying more affordable, urging the United States government to buy $200 billion in mortgage securities as well. I spoke with U.S. FHFA Director William Pulte last week on this program, on that push. Watch.
It's already had a massive impact. The only issue has been that we have the 10-year, which is driving up mortgage rates. So you have two aspects to mortgage rates, as you know. You have spreads and you have the 10-year yield. We can't control the 10-year yield. That's where the Fed funds rate and the Fed share come in. We can control spreads insofar as we have already reduced mortgage rates through the spreads. So we've done a really good job, thanks to President Trump's decision, at reducing mortgage spreads. You've seen refinancings jump 40% year over year. You've seen actually some cases, depending on the geography, over 100% rebound. So we are seeing life in the housing market. It's directly because the president made this bold decision.
Joining me now is the CEO of Open Door, Kaz Najashian. Kaz, great to have you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, Open Door.
I said the same thing. I said the exact same thing, but I'm going to tell you how bad rent-to-own is. Rent-to-own is horrible.
It's a digital real estate company that buys homes directly from sellers, renovates them, resells them. Tell us more about what you're doing and how President Trump's agenda has actually helped to move that forward.
Yeah, Maria, you know, it's not frequently that corporate executives have to get involved in politics. I'm a business leader. I don't try to talk about politics that frequently. But I do think that America is facing a massive crisis. For the first time in history, first-time home buyers are buying fewer homes, and the American dream is almost out of reach for the average American. The average age of a first-time home buyer is now in the 40s versus the 20s. And I think what President Trump is doing will have a massive impact on making first-time home buyers be able to afford homes. Look, the very cornerstone of this country, 200 years ago, there was a French philosopher that came here called Tocqueville and wrote that the difference between America and Europe and why Americans avoided the road to serfdom was that the Americans owned the ground they lived on. When you own a home, your family has a better future. When you own a home, you're buying a stock in the future of this country. And I think what the president is doing is just excellent work.
Yeah, but we want to know what you're doing at Open Door as well. I know you have introduced new AI-driven products, working to integrate AI in the housing market operations and designed to automate and standardize the customer experience. How is that going, and tell us how it works?
Yeah, look, one of the main jobs we have at Open Door is to tilt the world toward homeowners. And AI is an excellent tool that allows us to do that. Let me give you an example. 4 months ago, before we bought a home from someone, we would have to have 11 people frequently offshore review that home to make sure we could buy it, renovate it, and sell it. Because of AI, that list of people is now down to one frequently in the United States. So we can make better decisions more quickly and pay better prices to people who...
I don't even know what he's talking about. All right, somebody says... landlording is bad. Rent to own is the future. I disagree. I disagree 100%. 1,000%. I disagree. Let me tell you what happens with rent to own. Okay. And it's not just with rent to own. It's a certain, land contracts. Land contracts are horrible too. I don't know much about rent to own, but I usually tie it to land contracts, because land contracts a lot of times are offered to the person that rented the property, right? So a lot of times they'll ask, hey, can you do a land contract, whatever, so on and so forth, right? And so my thing is, all right, so let's start with the rent to own. Why would I ever offer a rent to home situation when I could just have you rent it? Why would I ever do a rent to own? The only time you ever see a situation where it's a rent to own is when it's in a very, very bad situation or people are desperate for the property itself. I've never seen a rent to own situation in an affluent, great neighborhood. Now, land contracts are horrible because the terms are not bound by traditional situations. It's not bound by, you know, a traditional mortgage, right? You don't have the same rules. Often at times, the rules is determined by whatever it is that you write up in a contract between the person that is buying the land contract and the person that is selling you the land contract. And it often at times comes from properties that may be less than ideal, but people are so excited at the possibility to say that I'm owning a home that they quickly sign up for it. Well, what happens is when you get one day late, everything that you ever put into it, when you get 2 days late, 10 days late, if you're late just one time, they can take the entire property and it's like you never ever signed a rent to own, or I'm sorry, a land contract in the first place. Somebody says landlording is a thing of the past. Oh, well, apparently you're not a part of Block Club. Listen, either you're going to purchase the property or you're going to have it as an investment property. It's either one or the other. It's one or the other. Either you purchase the property. This is what I recommend for people. Either you're going to purchase the property or you're going to use it as an investment property and you're going to rent it out. It should really only be that simple. All of this other stuff, even the type of mortgages that you can get. ARMS is making its way back, interest-only loan or interest-only for the first whatever, so on and so forth, or adjustable rate mortgages. You know, all of this stuff, I'm hearing that they're trying to extend it to 50 years instead of 30 years. All of this other stuff is foolishness, bro. It's creative financing. Nah, I don't agree with none of that. I don't agree with either you purchase it outright, you go through the process, or you rent it out. It should be that simple. All of this other stuff is a way for you to lose your money, lose your shirt, think that you're doing a whole lot, and then you'll ultimately run out of money anyway. Somebody said many new construction master plan communities are going to rent to own instead of outright selling the homes. That's because it's much easier for them to be able to get people in there. And the only thing that they want to do is get things under contract. I'm not going to deep dive into it, Dean Murray. I'm not going to go into it because we already did Block Club last night. If you want to tap into Block Club, I show you the receipts. I show you everything that's going on. I just showed them a rent check. I ain't even went to the bank yet. See if I can find it. I just showed him a rent check. From the latest property that I just did. Is this it? Yeah, this is it. So, I ain't even deposited it yet. I got it on the 29th. And I ain't even deposited it yet. So I was just showing them all of this stuff yesterday. Literally was just showing them all of this stuff yesterday because I wanted them to understand exactly what's going on. So if you're sitting there telling me that it's not, then I'm going to tell you you're a fool because I know that you just don't know no better because you're not really in the business. And the amount of money that I make very, very, very passively, which I give all of my insight over to the Bag Chasers, is insane. So if y'all want to learn more about that, then make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. But all of this other stuff, and I don't have no mortgages. Everything that I got is straight out. I own it 100%. I don't owe any money to the bank, all of that stuff, right? So make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. But I think that people, when they buy a home, even if you finance it, look to pay it off as soon as possible. Pay off all of your debt, and then when you buy your home, try to pay it off as soon as possible. The problem with people getting 30-year mortgages And then they say, oh, I'm going to pay it off in 10. I'm going to pay it off in 15. A lot of times that'd be bullshit. So land contracts or agreement, you must be in that business. Land contracts or agreement for deeds is helping people who traditionally can't afford a mortgage. Do you know how many, what the percentage of people that actually wind up completing a land contract and owning a home? Let me see if AI can tell me this. Do you know the percentage of people that actually complete and own a home outright that initially got the home under a land contract?
Reports suggest that a significant percentage of land contracts don't end in the buyer completing the purchase. Some sources indicate that the failure rate can be quite high, potentially around 80%. This can be due to various factors, including payment issues, unexpected costs, or the structure of the contract itself. Are you interested in specific reasons why land contracts might fail?
Yeah, tell me some of the specific reasons.
Sure. Specific reasons can include the buyer not being able to obtain a traditional mortgage later on to pay off the contract, or unexpected costs like major home repairs that the buyer can't afford. Sometimes the terms of the contract themselves can be unfavorable or difficult to meet, leading to default. Did you have a particular concern in mind?
Nope. Just wanted to double check something. Thank you. So I don't listen to people that just say stuff. I know, but see, this is why we have these conversations. This is why we talk about this. This is why I need to go through and help y'all to understand why we need to move a little bit differently. You cannot just take people's word for stuff. I'm gonna read the Cash Apps and the Super Chat shortly. You can't just take people's word for stuff. You have to do the research yourself. I like to do the research before I present to you what you should and shouldn't do. I actually do more than the research. I am invested. I participate in the process. I build homes myself. I own it. I rent it out. I do all of these things. And then I show y'all my failures in the Patreon. I show y'all my successes. I show y'all my contracts. I show y'all my rental agreements. I show y'all all of the numbers. And I show y'all everything. So when you see people with no profile picture just say wild, random stuff, I love to interact with the chat. But sometimes I see that as an opportunity to present people with more information so that they can make a more informed decision. That's why you trust me. That's why my bad chasers love me, is because I would never tell you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. I would never advise for y'all to jump into something that I wouldn't do myself. I wouldn't even advise for people that put out land contracts to do it, because I know that that is one of the most predatory forms of lending. It's predatory. And people put together those contracts the way that they do, knowing that people are ignorant. They're going to sign anything just to say that, hey, I own my own home. That's what really happens. It's predatory. And people prey on your ignorance. They prey on your excitement. They prey on the opportunity to get money and then take it back and then own it completely, but it's a way for them to make more money from you. You know what I'm saying, Heather? We at the three hour mark. I hope y'all enjoyed today's show. Y'all the ones that determine what happened in the show today. Y'all the ones that enjoyed what happened at the show today. Let me read some of these Cash Apps, some of these Super Chats, and then I got my concierge doctor coming to the office today so that I'll be able to get my checkup. Fellas, make sure y'all get y'all checkups. I've been putting mine off because I've been flying in and out of town, but I'm back at the crib, and I'm locked in, and we working, all right?